This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Since 1948, Montana has been using a poison linked to Parkinson's disease in lakes, ponds, and rivers across the state. In August 2022, Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks administered the fourth round of a piscicide, or a fish-killing chemical poison called rotenone, to the North Fork of Spanish Creek, a tributary to the Gallatin River watershed outside of Bozeman, Montana. First registered in the U.S. in 1947, rotenone has been grouped together with other pesticides, including paraquat, the disease-causing agent in Roundup, into a category of chemicals that are known to increase the risks of Parkinson's disease. Parkinson's is considered one of the fastest-growing neurological disorders in the world, and the ties to paraquat have been documented for years. Since 2019, FWP has been applying rotenone using backpack sprayers and drip stations to the North Fork of Spanish Creek in an attempt to restore native West Slope cutthroat trout populations. The overall goal of FWP is to establish genetically distinct cutthroat to 20% of their historical range in the Upper Missouri River Basin. West Slope cutthroat trout currently live in less than 3% of their historic range. The poison rotenone kills non-native fish, but also has long-term effects on humans that have been well documented. In a story published by the Santa Fe New Mexican, two hydrogeologists blamed rotenone for their diagnoses of Parkinson's disease after they applied the chemical in one of the biggest fish kill operations in U.S. history. At ages 34 and 37, their Parkinson's diagnoses put them in a group of 2% of people who developed the disease before the age of 60. FWP's own 2019 draft environmental assessment report on rotenone use acknowledges the danger, saying, "Concern over a potential link between rotenone and Parkinson's disease often emerges in piscicide projects." FWP records show that since 1948, Montana agencies have applied rotenone 253 times at more than 200 different water bodies to an estimated length of 533 miles of surface water throughout Montana. The majority of Montana's rotenone projects are conservation-related, in other words, projects where non-native fish are killed off, along with some aquatic invertebrates, and the subject area is later repopulated with native fish species. A much smaller portion of projects involving the use of rotenone is dedicated to the removal of invasive species or illegal fish introductions, or are intended to benefit native or non-native sport fisheries. Montana has a shaky history with rotenone usage for conservation purposes, like an application in 2010 when Cherry Creek was accidentally poisoned with rotenone 4 miles below the conservation treatment area. Montana FWP has no idea how it happened. Damar Hamlin, the Buffalo Bills football player whose heart stopped during a primetime game in January, has been cleared to return to football. Three specialists have unanimously cleared Hamlin to resume practice. Hamlin was in the Buffalo Bills team facility last week for the start of the Bills' offseason training program. Hamlin, 25, received life-saving care after experiencing cardiac arrest on the field in the first quarter of the Bills' game against the Bengals in Cincinnati on January 2nd. He collapsed after attempting a routine tackle on receiver T. Higgins, who lowered his head into Hamlin's chest. After the tackle, Hamlin rose and took two steps before falling flat to the ground. Medical professionals, including team trainers, administered CPR to Hamlin for 10 minutes where he fell on the field, as players from both teams became visibly upset, some shedding tears on the sideline and others circling together and kneeling in prayer. Hamlin was revived on the field and then rushed to a Cincinnati hospital, where he spent nearly a week in an intensive care unit. He was later transported to a hospital in Buffalo to continue his recovery. Since being released from the hospital in January, Hamlin has made a number of high-profile public appearances honoring the Bills' training and medical staff and the hospital employees who treated him. During a pregame ceremony at the Super Bowl in February. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.